Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump saying he's demonstrated what he calls tough love over Syria to get Turkey to agree to a temporary ceasefire, which Turkey is calling a mere pause in the fighting. At a campaign rally in Dallas last night, the president said he had to let Turkey and Syrian Kurdish forces fight for a few days in order to make that deal that was announced late yesterday, Turkey agreeing to a five-day halt to its campaign against those Kurdish forces to give them a chance to get out of the region if they choose to. On strike for over a month now, GM workers are to vote on a tentative deal with the automaker this weekend. History made in space today.
The spacewalk today did begin officially at 6:38 a.m. Central Time.
The first all-female spacewalk with astronauts Christina Cook and Jessica Meir continuing, and this is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump speaking to a friendly crowd in the Lone Star State last night at a campaign rally talking about the Democratic leaders on Capitol Hill, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
That crazy Nancy, she is crazy. And Shifty Schiff, how about this guy? How about this guy?
The president referring to his phone call with the Ukrainian president back in July and referencing Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff.
He makes up my conversation, which was perfect. He makes up my conversation.
Power's again being shut off to parts of California, this time Southern California, because of high winds and fire danger. Southern California Edison has killed the power to only a few customers in Kern County for now, but more than 22,000 customers are on the under consideration list to have their power shut off today. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Chicago public classrooms will be empty again today. It's day two of a Chicago teachers union strike. 32,000 teachers and aides walking picket lines. The Chicago mayor, Lori Lightfoot, says that it means classes will be canceled until the strike ends, as teachers are striking over pay and benefits, class sizes, teacher prep time. They also want more support staff like nurses, librarians, counselors, and school psychologists. The Trump administration will reportedly host next year's G7 meeting at President Trump's Doral Resort in Miami. The acting chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, saying the resort was chosen during a selection process that narrowed down 12 locations to four finalists, and they decided the Trump National Doral Miami is perfect for its needs. He says the president's agreed to host it at cost, so it will be millions of dollars cheaper than any of the other finalists would charge. The meeting of leaders from the seven largest economies is scheduled for June 10th through the 12th next year. Dennis Rodman's in trouble for slapping someone's face. Reports are the Basketball Hall of Famer was charged with misdemeanor battery for a slapping incident last May at a bar in Delray Beach, Florida. He allegedly slapped another person twice in the face while celebrating his 59th birthday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous four-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's time to take an assessment, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we do. I think the first thing is to get out of denial. Understand that we've got trouble here in River City, and we're going to hone in on the boy crisis that exists. And as we know, it starts out at boys, but then they become men. And if they're realizing a crisis as a young man or as a young child, then what does the trajectory bring us to? And here we are today in the 21st century America. Dr. Warren Farrell is joining us, and he's back. It's been a while since we've had a chance to discuss the boy crisis. And just as a tutorial and a reminder here, what is the boy crisis? Well, it's a crisis of education worldwide. Boys are 50% less likely than girls to meet basic proficiency in reading, math, and science. It's a crisis of mental health. ADHD is on the rise, and as boys become young men, their suicide rates go from equal to girls to six times that of young women. Think about that. It's a crisis of fathering. Boys are growing up with less involved fathers and are more likely to drop out of school, drink, do drugs, become delinquent, and end up in prison. It's a crisis of purpose, boys' old sense of purpose. Being a warrior, a leader, or a sole breadwinner is fading. Many bright boys are experiencing a purpose void, feeling alienated, withdrawn, and addicted to immediate gratification. So what is the boy crisis? A comprehensive blueprint for what parents, teachers, and policymakers can do to help out and help our sons become happier, healthier men and fathers and leaders worthy of our respect. Dr. Farrell, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Really well. I couldn't have said that better myself.
Well, you did. And it was said so well, I had to echo your sentiment and wholeheartedly agree. This is the condition of young boys, and we still haven't fixed the problem.
Even worse, we haven't even recognized the problem. You know, the great majority of people will see girls and women's issues, and if you mention them, they'll be just interested in knowing what the, you know, what is being done to address them. So they're already on solution stage with girls and men, girls' issues and women's issues. With boys and men's issues, we're at more a cultural shrug stage, mm-hmm. And we have, you know, we've yet to make a cultural shift, and the cultural shrug stage is what? Oh, boys and men? Oh, yeah, and in a way, there's sort of like, oh, yeah, maybe they do have some issues, but, you know, they'll grow up to be the people that are the heads of corporations or the presidents. You know, somehow or other, it's just assumed that they'll grow out of it.
Exactly.
And move on. And, you know, there's not a recognition that, yes, boys and men do become the ones that are the heads of corporations to a greater degree and the heads of more likely likely to become president and so on. Mm-hmm. But they're also, you know, the enormous percentage of the homeless, street homeless population. They are much more likely to commit suicide, much more likely to have mental health problems. They're more likely to be our mass shooters, our ISIS recruits, our prisoners, and so on. And so when we don't look at boys who hurt, we find that boys who hurt us as they become mass shooters. They create the crimes and so on.
Right. And also the other thing to consider here, as women are addressing, you know, their issues, many times they're blaming men. And so then, yes, you get a bit of a shrug, but you also get, well, maybe that's what they deserve for what they did to our girls.
Yes, there is that underlying feeling, and maybe sometimes it isn't even that underlying. For listeners that don't know who I am, I started out on the board of directors of the National Organization for Women in New York City and spoke all around the world on women's issues only. And then I began to see that boys and men were having more problems. And so because I was involved with the feminist movement right from the, you know, latest feminist movement from 1969 on, and was, you know, deeply speaking on behalf of all those issues, I was very much aware that many of the early feminists in the late 60s and early 70s were quite socialist in their orientation and very much oriented toward there is a Marxist type of orientation and Marxism, that Marxism grew out of the civil rights movement where there was an oppressor and an oppressed group, and then Marxism, there's the rich are the oppressors and the poor are the oppressed, and because men earned more money than women did, but not for the same work, but because they earned more money than women did, it was assumed that men were the oppressors and women were the oppressed. That was the mistake that feminism made, as opposed to realizing that men didn't, as a rule, earn more money than women did. The dads earned more money than moms did. And when men and women became dads and moms, dads were far more likely to give up a job like being an elementary school teacher and go into becoming a principal or a superintendent of schools, even if he hated administration. He knew that he had a job now that he had children, to earn money to be able to support their family more effectively. If he was a musician, he'd give up being a musician, do that as a side job, and do whatever it took, maybe selling insurance nationwide to as a job to earn money. And the degree, so women created the feminist movement did a good thing, which was also a challenging thing for men. The good thing was it encouraged women to have the option to be full-time working if they had children, or the option to be full-time with the children, or do some combination of both. So women had what I would call, we created multi-option women. Mm-hmm. But men had the three different options. Option one was to work full-time. Option two, there was to work full-time. And option three was to work full-time. But that obligation to work full-time led to men, and the less that the woman worked, the more the man with children and a wife had to work. And so the increased amount of money that men made, the feminist movement said, that shows you that men earn more money than women do for the same work. Mm-hmm. When in fact, if a woman was never married and never had children, she to this day earns 117% of that, which men earn.
Yeah, the men had to work full-time, and also be maligned for it, was the deal. The other part of the story, ladies and gentlemen, about Dr. Farrell and also John Gray, the co-author of The Boy Crisis, is they both had girls. And, it didn't take much discernment to figure out, okay, the girls are going to marry somebody. You know, what kind of son-in-law am I going to have in the household if from the universe that they are going to be choosing from, if they are, this fractured and this compromised, I'm going to have trouble in my own household. My last thing I want is my daughter marrying somebody who is, dysfunctional, brought to you by the culture.
I couldn't have said that better. That's, exactly like we all want our daughters to have, John and I together, John Gray and I together have five daughters, and we all want our daughters to have men who are worthy of their love. And fortunately, my One of my daughters has just an extraordinary husband, and we have a grandson with him, and he just cares for the children and plays with them and roughhouses with them and is just connected with them at every moment that he's home from his work. And so he's really, we're very obviously very pleased with that. But that's a different view than we've heard from many of feminists, which is, with feminists, we've heard oppressed or oppressed. And,
yeah, exactly. We've got to go to quick break.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area as your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect, makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, Fresh. Russian independent we are, and good to have you with us sharing a part of your day. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Dr. Warren Farrell, author of The Boy Crisis, Why Are Boys Struggling and What We Can Do About It. He's currently the chair of the commission to create a White House Council on Boys and Men. That's starting to do something about it. And Dr. Farrell, congratulations for this effort. And I know that it takes a lot. And first, as you say, it's getting people to understand that we do have a boy crisis on our hands.
Yes, one of the things that is really important to me is when I spent 14 years doing the research for the boy crisis, and I started to see how many potential, the depth of the problems, the mental health problems, the challenges that boys are having, the failure to launch this, the purpose boy that I talk about in the book. Mm-hmm. And I just almost felt like I didn't have, it felt not right to write a book that identified these problems, identified these solutions, and then just be an intellectual who just leaves the book on somebody's, you know, shelves or reading lap and not do something about it. And so I had originally been asked by President Obama to the White House to be an advisor to the White House Council on Women and Girls, and I said I'd be happy to, of course, given my background with the National Organization for Women. But I also felt that there was an important need for a White House Council on Boys and Men. And long story short, Valerie Jarrett, the senior advisor to President Obama, cut it off the agenda when the Boy Scouts were going to present the proposal for a White House Council on Boys and Men to President Obama. And now President Trump's administration has picked up the ball. And I've had three or four meetings with administrators, and have another meeting next week. And we're trying to put together a proposal to create a White House Council on Boys and Men. And it looks like there's a lot of support from the Vice President's office and from the President and from the White House itself. So hopefully we'll be able to put together a package that really looks good, and that President Trump will be able to create it with an executive order. But it's been an 11-year struggle to make this happen. And you know, I don't have a lot of money, so I was not able to have that type of influence that a normal lobbyist would have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand. What happened to the Boys Club with their effort?
Oh, you mean the Boys Club? What do you mean by the Boys Club?
Well, I thought you said with the Obama administration that you had an inside track there with Valerie Jarrett to do a White House Council on Boys and Men, but then it was preempted because they saw that the Boys Club was doing something, or did I misunderstand?
Oh, no, I must have said that badly. We the Boy Scouts officially endorsed White House Council, and then the Boy Scouts each year have a State of the Nation meeting with the President for an hour or so each year, and so they were taking the proposal to create the White House Council on Boys and Men to the President, and they had a whole agenda related to their State of the Nation discussion, and then Valerie Jarrett, the senior advisor to President Obama at the time, looked at the agenda and crossed and approved of everything, but crossed out our being able to bring up the proposal to create the White House Council.
That makes sense. Okay, now I'm tracking with you, because when I first think, okay, well, what happened? All right, so here we are, fast forward 11 years later. Dr. Farrell, as I'm hearing your story and knowing what you and, you know, John put into this book, and as the light bulb started flashing off for you in your minds, looking at this empirical evidence, I got to imagine you probably sat back. It had to throw you back for a moment, going, how did we get here? How have we allowed, you know, these young boys and now men to be where they are right now? And, and I appreciate both of your hearts to want to do something about it. I mean, you know, some people would look at it and say, well, hey, we just got to incarcerate these guys. We just have to enact greater laws. But you are looking at the root of the problem. And I'll tell you, that inspires me, and it increases my appreciation for the work that you and John have put into this, and my respect for you as an individual.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's very important. important that we create solutions. You know, boys who are in prison, you know, there's a high recidivism rate. We're paying, you know, billions of dollars a year. We're called, you know, we're called by the American Psychological Association the incarceration nation. We have a way disproportionate number of prisoners per capita than any other country in the entire world, except a couple of, you know, totalitarian countries where there's, you know, they're putting in dissidents in prison for very different reasons. And so it's very, but I'm very solutions oriented, and so I wanted to be able to have solutions in the Boy Crisis book for single moms and for having them understand what they could
exactly
do, and then also for mothers and fathers to understand there's a lot of things that happen indirectly. So for example, I think once before when I was on your show, I was talking about the nine differences between dad style parenting and mom style parenting, and dad style parenting is often very misunderstood. You know, a man will tend to sort of roughhouse with the children to a much greater degree than a mom will. Mm-hmm. And when he's roughhousing, moms will be looking askance and saying, "Oh my God, it feels like I just have one more child to monitor here." And, you know, the mom tries to not intervene because she sees the kids are having fun, mm-hmm. but she feels guilty that because she feels like sooner or later somebody's going to end up hurting themselves, and if they do, it's on me that I didn't say anything about it and stop this process. Mm-hmm. And then does somebody end up hurting themselves? Only about 99% of the time. She feels really bad. She wasn't right. proactive.
Right.
And the dads usually don't understand the value of their roughhousing enough to explain to moms that, I have never heard a dad say, "Sweetie, I just want you to know that when I roughhouse with the children, it increases their ability to be empathetic." Like, who would ever have associated empathy with roughhousing? Mm-hmm. And yet the process of roughhousing shows all around the world that the more roughhousing that children do with their dads and their moms, and moms can do roughhousing too, they just don't tend to, the more likely they are to be empathetic, because the father is usually, when the roughhousing does end up in somebody getting hurt, the father usually will identify who did what. Like, mm-hmm. The brother took his elbow and shoved his sister aside, putting his elbow in her face, and that way he was the one better able to pin his dad down in the wrestling match. Mm-hmm. And so the dad says, "Sweetie, you do that, you can't put your elbow in your sister's face, mm-hmm. and if you do that again, we'll have to stop the roughhousing."
Yes.
And so the children all promise, okay dad, and then a minute or two later, when they get excited, which was what psychologists call developing emotional intelligence under fire, they forget about their vow to be considerate of each other. Mm-hmm. And so they go back to being inconsiderate of each other. And then it's when dad says, "Okay, I gave you a warning. You didn't heed it. There will be no more roughhousing tonight. Tomorrow night we'll pick up the roughhousing and see how it goes." Mm-hmm. So the value comes tomorrow night. And when that night comes and the father says, "You can't, push each other aside too roughly," that type of thing, and the children do it, it's then that the dad says, "Okay, now no more roughhousing tonight. Oh, dad, we're sorry, we'll do it again." "Nope, that's the end of roughhousing for tonight. Tomorrow night we'll try again." But now the children are learning that being empathetic to their sisters and brothers' needs is giving them what they want, more roughhousing, mm-hmm. as opposed to just winning. And
exactly.
And then when the kids say, "Well, I didn't push them aside," and dad says, "Yes, that level of pushing was too much." The children are having a real life experience of
exactly.
what too much is, mm-hmm. being able to make the distinction between being assertive versus being aggressive. And dad's still would explain to moms this type of behavior teaches children those distinctions, and when children learn the distinctions between being assertive versus aggressive and being empathetic, they're far more likely to have more friends, because people like assertive friends rather than aggressive friends, and people like empathetic boys and girls rather than bullies. And so if we did our homework and read about the differences and what they contribute and the science behind it, we'd be able to explain that in a loving way to moms.
Exactly. Well, we got to leave it there and look forward to having you back always, Dr. Warren Farrell, The Boy Crisis. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Dr. Farrell. Have a great day. You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing? Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump saying he's demonstrated what he calls tough love over Syria to get Turkey to agree to a temporary ceasefire, which Turkey is calling a mere pause in the fighting. At a campaign rally in Dallas last night, the president said he had to let Turkey and Syrian Kurdish forces fight for a few days in order to make that deal that was announced late yesterday, Turkey agreeing to a five-day halt to its campaign against those Kurdish forces to give them a chance to get out of the region if they choose to. On strike for over a month now, GM workers are to vote on a tentative deal with the automaker this weekend. History made in space today.
The spacewalk today did begin officially at 6:38 a.m. Central Time.
The first all-female spacewalk with astronauts Christina Cook and Jessica Meir continuing, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Lou Manfredini. This House Smarts Home Improvement Minute is brought to you by my friends at Ace Hardware. If you're looking for a few simple ways to decorate for the spooky fall season, natural decorations can really set the mood. Consider sprucing up your walkway or front porch with some bales of straw or a few stalks of corn to create an inviting fall scene. Finish it off with some LED orange lights, and the trick-or-treaters will come a-knocking. For more information, go to HouseSmartsRadio.com. And now this.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's 95th birthday, and we're throwing a party. That's right. Head to your local Ace this Saturday from 11 to 2 for free cake, grilling demos, and great deals, like free assembly and delivery on grills $3.99 and up for Ace Rewards members. Plus, get $7 off each gallon of our top paint brands like Valspar and Clark and Kensington when you buy two or more. Don't miss the Ace 95th birthday event this Saturday from 11 to 2. Limit 4 paint gallons. Valid at participating stores through October 28th. See store for details.
Millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez live.
I would say that is even pertinent for people of all ages. It crosses all demographic segments, no doubt about it. You got to know what you believe and you know why, especially this month. You know, October is National Financial Planning Month. So what does that mean? Well, does your financial health need a checkup? You know, you don't leave your physical health to chance. So why do you risk your retirement health? Well, Jim Pullman's going to be joining us in just a moment. He's the executive director of the Indexed Annuity Leadership Council. He's got some great advice to share. You know, retirement is a stage in life that should be looked forward to and celebrated, right? Wouldn't you agree? Well, like learning a new skill, planning for retirement is a long-term process that includes countless course corrections and practice along the way. While everyone's idea of retirement is different, recent data shows that 80% of Americans are looking for stable income in retirement. And guess what? You know we can't count on the government, right? Social Security, you know what's happening there. Let's bring Jim Pullman on now. Jim, welcome. Good to have you with us on the show. How are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific, and thank you for coming on because, these kind of like health checks, financial, you know, planning check is wise to do. I mean, after all, like you say, it is a process. It's nothing that's going to happen overnight, but it's what we do. It's like, you know, as soon as you enter into your adult work life, you start heading toward the exit every day. You get closer and closer to that. So how are you going to exit out the labor market with hands raised up and celebrating, or is your head going to be down and you're going to say, oh, wow, I wish I would have done something different?
Well, that's a good point. You know, we found that that 4 in 10 American workers across the country are having to work in retirement. You know, some of that is by choice.
Right.
I always tell people if, you know, if I retired tomorrow, I might run the risk of divorce because my wife doesn't want me around every day. But, but some people are having to work in retirement because they haven't done the proper planning for retirement. You know, you mentioned that October is financial planning month. I sort of put people in two buckets. A financial planning month can be a kick in the pants for those that haven't started, or it can be a pleasant reminder that that people should do a yearly checkup on their retirement plan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm getting close to 50, and mm-hmm. And so, you know, I become less risk tolerant
right.
as I get older, and so, you know, we obviously had that big financial crisis in 2008, 2009. Many of those folks that were closer to retirement back then are still having to work because they're mm-hmm. still having to make up for the assets that they lost back then. And so
exactly.
are you going to lay awake at night worried about a potential another financial crisis where you lose, you know, half of your 401k plan? Well, you become less risk tolerant and doing that yearly checkup to make sure that, that your assets are invested the way you want them to be and the way you feel comfortable for them to be invested is incredibly important as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, in one stage, getting ready for retirement and starting it to plan for retirement and put money away. And then on the second piece of it, those that are getting closer to retirement, doing that annual checkup to make sure that that you're meeting your goals.
Exactly. And that's the way to participate in National Financial Planning Month, right?
Agreed. And you know, it's people of all ages, like you mentioned, all demographics. Mm-hmm. You know, 80% of Americans are worried about outliving their retirement income. Well, what does that mean? Well, we focus on accumulating assets for retirement, but you and I both know that Americans are living longer, and when we live longer, we run the risk of outliving our retirement savings. So the focus is really turned to what am I going to get for income in retirement? Am I going to outlive that? So there are different products out there that give you the opportunity to get a lifetime income in retirement. You know, you and I probably remember our moms and dads or our grandpa and grandma's pension plans that mm-hmm. That they got, where they got a monthly check until they die.
Yes.
Well, there are still ways to do that, which allows for proper financial planning, like a fixed indexed annuity, for example, which can provide you lifetime income. You know exactly what you're going to get, and you can't outlive it. And so there are different ways to plan for retirement. People just have to educate themselves about it. That's why the Indexed Annuity Leadership Council has put together a series of videos, educational videos, and educational tools to help you ask the right questions of a financial planner when sitting down to try to put together a good retirement plan.
Exactly. Well, as of 2017, nearly 90% of Americans reported feeling not very confident in their overall retirement savings situation. So those feelings should cause you to be motivated and do something about it. You're making reference to this video series, the Game Ready video series. Break it down. Tell us more about that, Jim.
Yeah, the way we do it is, you know, we try to provide educational material in sort of this this easy to understand way. And Game Ready makes the point that you want to treat your financial health like you treat your personal health. In other words, doing that annual checkup, sitting down with a financial planner, coming up with a solid retirement plan to make sure that you're meeting your goals. You know, one of the things that we encourage you to do is sit down with your family and envision what your retirement is going to look like. Mm-hmm. That's the very first step. And that should be a fun step. It should be mm-hmm. something that you, like you mentioned in your opening, something that you look forward to and celebrate. And and sitting down with family and talking about what your retirement's going to look like is mm-hmm. the first step, and then figuring out how you're going to get there to make it happen. It's an encouragement video to and educational video to ask the right questions, and then that's combined with other information. For example, our website's got a great financial calculator where you can sit in the comfort of your own home in a non-intimidating environment, because so many people, Bill, see this as financial planning and putting together a retirement plan as intimidating. And so that's one of the reasons that they put it off. And so being able to sit and educate yourself in the comfort of your own home is super important. So, you know, you sit down and you figure out what your monthly income is, what you can put away, what the time value of money is, what Social Security is going to give you in retirement, which we all know isn't enough. And it's very difficult to live on. So that's why supplementing that and figuring out how to get there is so important. And all of these things are wrapped up into a great package that people can do on their own and then be able to, with that information, ask the right questions when you sit down with a financial planner to talk about the different products that are available to you.
Exactly. Well, the survey says pre-retirees who feel most prepared are 10 times more likely to have an annuity. Often say, Jim, that if you want to be successful, do what other successful people are doing. And to me, I would think that looks a little bit like success, does it not?
It does. And you know what? Success isn't based on what you make a year. Success is based on how comfortable you are and how much planning you've done to get there. And so I tell people, it doesn't matter if you make $40,000 a year or $400,000 a year. Doing the proper planning and starting as soon as possible is so important because we can all have a successful retirement if we've done the right things to prepare. I also tell people it's never too late. Whether you're just entering the workforce at, let's say, 25 years old or you're getting close to retirement at 55 years old, if you haven't started, there is still time, and you shouldn't be intimidated by it. Sit down, educate yourself, and ask the right questions.
Yeah, I have a dear friend of mine, Jim. You'll appreciate her. She almost sounds like Yogi Berra sometimes because she says, I don't know what I don't know.
There are plenty of those. You know,
right.
Cash is just as good as money. Well, that's the same as retirement. You know, that's another Yogi Berra line. And I just think to myself, you know, again, it doesn't matter how old you are or how much you make. If you can put a little bit of money away, especially those that are just entering the workforce, you know, the time value of money is so incredible. And that's why those financial calculators crack me up because, you know, when you start playing around with them and putting money in there and see how much money can grow over a 20-year time span, it's pretty incredible.
It really is amazing. Don't we love compound interest, don't we?
It's a wonderful thing.
Okay, so where can the good folks go for more information, Jim Pullman?
You bet. Great website with lots of information, www.fiainsights.org. Stop by and check out all the great consumer information.
Okay. You can't ask for a better time to start than now, as they say. October is National Financial Planning Month. Good time to do a financial health check on your retirement plan. You know, talk it over with the family. Great advice and great counsel here, Jim Pullman. Jim is the Executive Director of the Indexed Annuity Leadership Council. Thank you for being with us. Appreciate it.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. According to a Bank of America survey, women entrepreneurs are poised to end 2019 on a high note, with 84% anticipating year-over-year revenue growth. Future revenue projections and expansion plans have reached four-year highs and are stronger among women business owners than their male counterparts. Bank of America executive Sharon Miller shares her perspectives on the research.
Women business owners see a bright future for their businesses, anticipating revenue growth and expansion opportunities in the year ahead. However, there is still work to be done, as many say work-life balance, access to capital, and pay equality remain issues. They identified having more women in powerful positions of influence as a factor that could help pave the way for the next generation of women entrepreneurs. At Bank of America, we intend to do our part by providing the opportunities and resources women need to help launch and grow their businesses.
For more information about the Bank of America Women Business Owner Spotlight, visit bankofamerica.com.
Are you prepared for the upcoming season? Get immune support you can really count on. Quantum Nutrition Labs has three key players for optimal immune support on special. One-of-a-kind, all-natural, vegan vitamin D3 and K2. Garlic Complex with its high concentrated amounts of allicin. And all-natural, plant-sourced vitamin C. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. 588-7578 or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of the Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your faith implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back in with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Great to have you with us. We've got Brittany Rammers joining us now. Brittany is serves as the policy analyst at Focus on the Family, researching and writing about abortion, assisted suicide, bioethics, and a variety of other issues involving the sanctity of human life and broader social issues. Brittany, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, Bill. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I wanted to, well, there's so much to talk about, Brittany. I mean, it's almost like, where do we begin here? But first of all, I want to do a little follow-up because you wrote about Dr. Ulrich Klaufer, which, you know, is one of those stories that comes and goes. The abortionists are doing everything they can to tamp down any of the news. But according to the investigation into the horrors, left behind by Dr. Klaufer, who died of natural causes in September. Boy, this continues. It reminds me of a conversation I had, Brittany, with Phelan McAleer and his partner, who did the writing and the directing for the Gosnell movie. You know, because I asked Phelan and Ann McElhinney, I said, okay, we're hearing all this about, about Gosnell, Kermit Gosnell. How many more Kermit Gosnells are there? And here it is all these years later, and we find another one by default because he dies. I mean, it's like, how come they're not investigating these?
Yeah, it is very surprising. And when I first heard about it, I was like, wow, there's a lot of echoes of Gosnell in this case. And it's so sad. I mean, I feel sad for this doctor's family as well to come across all these remains, and just my heart goes out to the women as well who have found out that, you know, that their children have been kept in boxes in his garage. It's incredible that there needs to be more regulation over these abortion doctors so they don't have the ability to do some of these things that definitely are not standard practice by any means.
Well, here you find, 50 more remains in the trunk of his Mercedes?
Yeah, he had apparently a storage facility with 8 Mercedes-Benz in there, and you know, in one of the trunks, they found 50 other remains. And as they're going through, this has been a couple weeks later, there is a question as well as what other properties or areas that he's had that he has kept remains in, and for what reason, what purpose, who helped him. These are all questions that I hope that, you know, the state legislature in Indiana and Illinois, and, you know, I know there's been calls for the Attorney General William Barr to step in as well and really investigate and figure out what happened to prevent this from ever happening again.
Well, you know, and I hear that often, Brittany. I mean, that is our heart, that it would never happen again. But it keeps on happening. It's like they're really not serious about this. Like, you know, what is the reason, as you say, were they trophies? Was it something like he was selling baby parts? Or, you know, heaven only knows what's going on. I mean, we're talking around 3,000 bodies, you know, that are part of this trophy case here.
Yeah, it just goes to this. There's such a fear of kind of investigating abortion because of all the political ramifications and those sorts of things. But it really does need to be, this is, you know, an ethical issue. This is a moral issue. These doctors need to be held to a standard of some type. But oftentimes you saw it in the Gosnell case as well, where the state health officials would basically, you know, they kind of knew what was going on in this clinic, but they just kept it at arm's length, kind of put their heads down in the sand and were kind of basically trying to avoid dealing with the situation because they just kind of didn't want to. And, you know, I'm not entirely sure why they did that. But, you know, if a different doctor did this in a different case, there'd be a whole large outrage over this.
Yeah, and I want people to understand this happened under the purview of a Republican governor. So to bring it to political consequence here. So, you know, there's a lot of controversy again, because of Roe v. Wade. And of course, the movie is going to be coming out, here, I think in the coming weeks. You know, this is, you know, been quite the year about, dealing with, you know, pro-life and abortion issues. And you hear the activists, you know, being all concerned about what's going on possibly in the Supreme Court and that. But what I see, Brittany, and you have a better pulse of this than I do, but I see something organic happening here, that women after, well, since 1973, buying into the lie of Roe v. Wade, you've had some definitive movies, you see, you know, the evil of what it can end up doing. I mean, we go from supposed, and I say supposed because it was, indicated afterwards that there wasn't a lot of abortions in the back alleys that was taking place. But that was all part of the scenario. But anyway, all that part of the lie that everybody bought into, that this is why, you know, Roe v. Wade had to come into being here. But organically, as I say, there's quite the movement going on because the women, and dare I say, even men, are realizing they bought into a lie. You know, we bought into this lie, and 63 million babies later, they're gone, and the mothers, like the cry of Rachel, it's a modern day version, are starting to cry out and going, oh my God, I murdered my child. They're not here.
Yeah, you know, there really is an awakening going on, I think. And I think, you know, science has been so helpful in this area. You know, we can see Focus on the Family did Alive from New York, where we did a live 4D ultrasound. And people could really see, you know, this is not just a blob of tissues. This is a human child. And, yes, they're in the womb, but they're still growing and developing. And they're as human as you or I. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's why they're desired, for example, in, you know, the terrible case with when the fetal parts were used for, in the case of, you know, Planned Parenthood selling those remains.
Exactly.
Those things, they're used because they're human.
Exactly.
And they're as human as you or I. So that's kind of an awakening that's happening, I think. And, you know, sometimes it just takes a moment. I spoke with a pastor in Richmond who Planned Parenthood's building actually right across the street from his church. And he talked about himself not really totally understanding life until it was just kind of shown to him as part of a conference. And, you know, his heart just broke for that. And
well, they need to go see the movie Unplanned, which is what you were referencing in part, live from Times Square there with Focus on the Family. Abby Johnson was there. It was her baby that was sonogrammed, right? And her eighth child, who's now outside of the womb. Thank you very much. God bless them. But the movie itself, Unplanned, is so powerful in revealing that between, Gosnell and Unplanned, there's no denying. And this is why I firmly believe every church across the country should show that to their constituencies, to their faith followers, to see what's going on. As you say, you have a senior pastor in the pulpit not fully understanding the murder of 63 million babies. I mean, come on, let's get our heads out of the sand here and deal with reality. Is my humble opinion, Brittany, and I'm not trying to be condemning here. I'm trying to be, encouraging, because we cannot have this attitude of ignorance any longer. I mean, it's very costly.
Yeah, there is definitely an attitude of ignorance sometimes. And it's just, it's hard to fathom, that somebody would, abort their child. It's a hard thing. And so, and these women go through these situations, and they're often terrible. I've read stories. I try to read stories about women who've had abortions, and just the pain just screams out, I think.
Till the day they die, Brittany, till the day they die, they're carrying this pain. I have women that come to me and say, Bill, my child would have been 7 or my child would have been 13. I'm interviewing the director of the movie, Roe v. Wade, which is coming out, as I mentioned earlier. And as I'm, we're talking about this, and I'm anecdotally sharing with him these stories, tears start coming out of his eyes, and he goes, Bill, My son would have been 23 today.
Oh.
I mean, what do you do? I mean, you know that this is a pain, as you say, that they are carrying with them. And it is so profound. I see it something. Yes, God has enough grace. I mean, there's more than enough grace. But nonetheless, this is something that, maybe too often wakes them up at 3 o'clock in the morning and realizing, what have I done?
Yes, there's definitely that feeling, that, you don't know what you've done. And it's hard to, as this abortion movement gained hold, people do believe the lie all the time that abortion is easy, it's safe, it's all these sorts of things, but they're actually significant risks. And, not only to, it's hard to even find a good study on mental health of women who've had abortions. Again, they don't want to recognize or actually study the effects of it because of fear that it'll be announced that, hey, this is damaging to women.
Right. Well, this is why I say it's an organic movement that's taking place. The women who have experienced, they look at, they're lying to me. The women who thought it was safe and rare and legal, who have been rushed out of a Planned Parenthood facility to find themselves in the emergency room, almost bleeding to death. And I get notices every week, Brittany, with news reports like this that take place, and you go, are you, are you kidding me? What is going on? And then, of course, they're up in arms because, there is a movement to make sure that every doctor in an abortion facility has rights can get into a medical facility nearby, right?
Right, and there's definitely just so much going on, and just the kind of the pressure of the abortion movement is just growing so large, and they are pushing this advocacy for abortion on demand basically at any point, and it's quite frightening. And Planned Parenthood itself is opening up now these mega clinics and is continuing to, and they're offering abortion at more and more locations. They're continuing to push this movement even though abortion numbers themselves are going down. So it's quite interesting, but I think there definitely is, more people are waking up to the reality of abortion, which is,
well, Brittany, we got to leave it there. Thank you for being with us. Brittany Raymer.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters.